In the unpredictable world of fantasy sports, when all hope seems lost, and chaos and confusion rule, one hero will rise. And change everything. Going4two.com. Because no one remembers the extra point.
What is going on, guys? All right, welcome to episode 86 of the Armchair Fantasy Show presented by Going4two.com. Coming at you live every Friday night on Facebook Live, Periscope, YouTube, and Twitch. And, of course, syndicated on all podcast networks. Quickly, guys, before we get started, I just wanted to ask everybody if they could please, if you're on YouTube right now, give us a comment, you know, talk to us, tell us how we're doing. And on iTunes, if you can give us that 5-star rating, much appreciated. It helps us out a lot. If you can please do that. All right, guys. And of course, I'm always here with my co-host, Mr. Ryan Searfoss. Ryan, how you doing tonight, man?
Fantastic, man. Draft season, Scott Fishbowl. Everyone here got in, which is awesome. I heard we're giving away a free entry for it. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, definitely. We got a free entry to Scott Fishbowl that we're going to trigger out a contest to give it away. So if you have not got in yet, definitely, you know, listen out, you know, for maybe the next show, we'll have a contest that will give it out. Also joining us tonight is a first time guest, Mr. Anthony Servino. You can find him at The Real NFL Guru. He's a senior writer for Gridiron Experts and a host of the FF Faceoff podcast right here on YouTube. Anthony, man, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. And you got your invite to the Scott Fishbowl, what, today or yesterday?
A few days ago.
A few days ago? Yeah. I know me and you were both kind of like waiting for a while for it to come in, and we finally both got it, so I was excited about it.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I mean, this is going to be my third year in.
Nice, nice. It's my second year. I was a rookie last year, and I didn't do so well. I didn't make the playoffs. So I started off with a bang. I was like 6-0 at one point, and then my team just fell apart.
I was in the like top 10 of the losers bracket, of like the middle bracket. It was like bittersweet and terrible.
Yeah.
So need to shape up this time.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump into the news and notes tonight. Actually, you know, before we do that, Anthony, if you want to just quickly talk about your show a little bit, you know, tell us where we can find you at.
Yeah, I am the co-host of the FF Faceoff podcast. We can be found on all the top social media platforms, live stream on YouTube, video format on YouTube and Twitch, and obviously on all the podcast formats. We're also just joining up with the full-time fantasy podcast network. So you can Twitter at the FF Faceoff.
Give us that Twitter one more time, because you were breaking up a little bit at that last part there.
Twitter at the FF Faceoff.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys, so what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do a live Dynasty mock draft startup. We'll do that after we do our news and notes for the night. And we'll kick it off with the news that broke today, actually, that there is no current investigation going on for Tyreek Hill. Which is good news for him as far as a legal thing goes. It may not be out of the woods just yet with the NFL. Ryan, what do you do with your rankings with Tyreek Hill after you hearing this?
I mean, he definitely is up there, and I think it depends how many games. If he's playing while he's in there, he's a top 10 pick. But it's kind of a hold to see. Probably, 4 to 6 games, but if we're going after some of the other people who got in trouble for like verbal altercations and threats, it was 6 games. But I have no idea, man. If he plays, he's fantastic, all off the field aside, but it's a big if.
What's your thoughts, Anthony? And talk about a little bit about the rookie, too, Mecole Hardman. How does it affect his ranking? I know people are doing rookie drafts right now. If they already did the rookie draft, they're kind of sweating bullets right now.
I don't know if much is going to change until we know a length of suspension with Tyreek Hill, because this whole time, when a player is placed on a commissioner's exempt list, it usually signifies that they will get something from the NFL. Of course, we know with Ezekiel Elliott, you don't have to be charged by the authority to be suspended by the NFL. So I am still anticipating anywhere between, I guess, 6 to 10 games for Tyreek Hill. So right now, I am not really moving him out of my rankings because I always believed that he was going to play at some point. It's just a matter of when. And for Mecole Hardman, I think I am still going to aggressively pursue him compared to some of these other rookie receivers. You can get Hardman a little bit later in your draft. And regardless of Tyreek Hill's status, Sammy Watkins isn't a lock to play every Sunday. And outside of Sammy Watkins, what else do they really have?
Good call. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, Mecole Hardman with this news probably dropped a lot in rookie drafts that haven't already, you know, happened yet. So you can get him pretty cheap now. And you're right. I mean, Sammy Watkins can't stay healthy. I don't think he's had over 600 yards, I believe, in the last couple of seasons, you know, with the Rams for one. You know, last year with the Chiefs, he couldn't stay healthy. So I agree. I think that there's nobody else there. I mean, what is there? DeMarcus Robinson. There's this guy I've been hearing about, Pringle, in the OTAs.
Byron Pringle.
Yeah, Byron Pringle. I think he's going to be a special teams player, but I've heard some buzz about him. But, I mean, Mecole Hardman, what, he go in the second round? He got that draft capital. They're going to want to give him the first shot at that position if Watkins does go down, I believe. So definitely still buying Hardman, especially now at the discount you can probably get him.
It's crazy, though, with how good like Hill is to replace. Like, I was looking at the numbers. If you replaced all of his targets to Hardman at like a top 12 receivers average, it's still 500 yards less than Hill had last year. He was that much higher on his yards per catch than the top receivers in the league.
Wow, that's impressive. That's crazy. That is crazy indeed.
Do any of you guys think the Chiefs offense is going to skip a beat without Tyreek Hill? So I know a lot of people are talking up like Travis Kelce is all of a sudden going to get 200 targets.
Yeah. See, that's the thing that I had an argument as well. I mean, Travis Kelce, if I'm not mistaken, if he didn't break it, he tied the record for most targets from a tight end last year. So I don't know how much better he can actually be. He also, you know, of course, had the yardage record for about 8 minutes before Kittle broke it. So I don't know how much better Kelce could possibly be than that. I mean, so you really can't really improve him too much. So that offense, if Tyreek Hill's not there, has to go to somebody, whether it be Mecole Hardman or Pringle. And I don't know if any of those guys are going to be at the same level of Tyreek Hill. You know, obviously, you know, we're giving a lot of credit to Patrick Mahomes, but we got to give some of that credit to Tyreek Hill as well to make that offense go. I think they do take a step back. You know, they don't have Kareem Hunt in the backfield anymore, so they're relying on Damian Williams, who, you know, who knows if he's going to be what they thought he was, you know, at the end of last year. I think there's a lot of question marks here, and if it's Tyreek Hill is going to be out, I'm a little nervous about this offense. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a step back. I mean, like I said, there's 500 yards less just off of his targets, and what he does for that. Which opens up things for the running game. They're shading towards Hill, making life easier for Kelce. It just trickles down to everybody. I mean, you could pepper Kelce with more targets than last year, but he might be getting more coverage now. He might be getting double coverage, yep, safety over top, as well as maybe a slot or a linebacker. That's different than being single covered.
Yep.
So I think it affects a lot if he's not in. It's ugly to talk about, but I mean, it might not be the same. We saw a record-setting play from Mahomes. It might be the best season of his career for all we know. But
yeah, that's a good call. All right, we've spent enough time, I think, on this situation here. We got a couple of news and notes to get to. We'll just kind of bullet point them really quick. Sony Michel has not practiced since May 20th, but there's no report of an injury. They just haven't seen him in practice yet. What do you make of this, Anthony?
I think with the Patriots, that this could be anything because they don't like releasing any type of injury news if they don't have to, especially, you know, about a player like Sony Michel who has a history of knee injuries.
Yeah.
This could be nothing, but this could also be something.
Yep, exactly. As a Michel owner, I'm a little nervous about it. I'm actually, my rookie draft is this weekend. It's on Sunday. And where I'm drafting at is the potential that Damian Harris could fall to me. And being a Michel owner, I'm tempted to actually draft Damian Harris just to, as an insurance policy for Sony Michel, you know, with this news of him missing the practices and such. What about you, Ryan? What do you think of the situation with Sony Michel?
I mean, can't trust it any less than normal Patriots offense. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of rumors going around him that we don't know about yet.
Yep.
I think you kind of just in drafts don't move him down too much, or you don't skip him completely. You just adjust your rankings to affect it, kind of like hedge your bets on it.
Right. Right.
I mean, Price is right. I'm still taking him, but I'm not taking him third round now.
Yep.
There's going to be guys who are going to move ahead of him pretty quickly.
If you were in my position with Sonny Michel, he's actually my RB4 in my dynasty league. I have the 203, the 204, and the 209. If Damian Harris is there, are you drafting him?
Yeah, I take him at that 203, 204. I liked Harris coming out. He was my number four running back. He's a banger. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He does a little bit of everything, which you really don't see in the Patriots offense. So if he gets on the field, he could be good. But it's just a matter of how are you going to clean through the rubbish with all the backs there.
Definitely, definitely. All right, the next one I got on here, and this seems to be like an every offseason kind of bullet point, but DeVante Parker is the MVP right now of Dolphins camp. Every time I see anything from Dolphins, is, you know, DeVante Parker's caught this long pass from Fitzpatrick, or, you know, he caught some sideline catch, I think, the other day where he got both feet down. Are you buying it, Anthony, or is this just preseason hype?
I think this is just your perennial preseason hype with DeVante Parker.
Yeah,
but opportunity wise, that you can make the case that he can be their wide receiver one, because I don't think it's Stills. He's more of that big play guy, and Albert Wilson reminds me a lot of Curtis Samuel, where he can do a little bit of everything at the wide receiver position, more of that gadgety. They're going to move him around the formation. So by default, if DeVante Parker could show any sign of life, he could have a pretty good role.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And I've heard a little bit about the rookie, too. I believe his name is Preston Williams. I believe he went undrafted. You know, they're buzzing about him as well. But DeVante Parker does have that first-round talent. You know, he just never could put it all together and stay on the field long enough to actually make anything of it. You know, Fitzpatrick is known for throwing to his receivers. I think he's one of the highest as far as percentages going to the receiver positions. And maybe he's just going to throw the ball to DeVante Parker 100 times this season to make him relevant. Who knows? Ryan, what do you thoughts on Parker?
Before that, put some respect on Josh Rosen's name. He's going to be the starting quarterback then. But I think the Dolphins just do it now for a joke. Like, come on. It's what, 3 years now? He's been waiting for the breakout 4 years now?
Yep. DeVante Parker's PR team putting these rumors out.
It might be, but I'm not. I mean, it's late. It's like 14th round, last round. I might take a flyer on him instead of the kicker, but I don't want any parts of any of this offense other than probably Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed 100%. All right, the next two notes I got in here, I'm just going to combine them together because they kind of go hand in hand. Marquise Valdez-Scantling has been impressing in camp. I think a lot of us assume that it's going to be Geronimo Allison with that third receiver spot. But of course, if MVS kind of shows up, he has that, you know, that talent to be, you know, he saw last year in a couple flashes in a couple games, he did pretty well. And then on top of that, Rodgers came out and said that he needs to throw the ball to Adams a lot more. And I think he had 165 targets last year. I'm not sure how much more he can actually throw to him. But that's good news if you're an Adams owner. Ryan, we'll go to you first. What do you think of the MVS news? And then talk a little bit about Adams and his potential.
I mean, MVS is worth that mid to late round flyer. I mean, worst case scenario, he has Rodgers thrown to him, and you can play him on a bye week or in the flex. But giddy on up with Davante Adams, man. If he's not your top five, something's wrong, and he should be real close to that top three, if not higher, for you.
Yep.
He's going to get targets. He's getting for the best quarterback in the league right now. He's fantastic. He's going to be double-digit touchdowns. He gets it every year. He's going to get 1,200-1,300 yards, possibly more. Who knows if those targets keep coming? I'm all in on Adams.
Yeah, agreed. Anthony, where do you think, if you're drafting today, are you taking Geronimo Allison or are you taking Marcus Valdes-Scantling?
I think I'm going to lean on Geronimo Allison's side. When he did play last year, it was a five-game window. I believe he averaged 12.5 PPR points per game when he was on the field. I like MVS a lot, but from what I've seen in the reports, you know, during this whole spat with Mike McCarthy, that Aaron Rodgers, he likes the familiarity of players that have been there and the veterans, and that's Davante Adams, and that's Geronimo Allison, more so than Equanimeous St. Brown or MVS.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think I'm also leaning Allison as well. I haven't heard much about him in camp yet. I don't even know if he's actually back on the field yet. I haven't heard much, you know, coming from that camp on Geronimo Allison, but he's definitely one I'm keeping an eye on as a sleeper this year. I think if he can get back, be healthy, pick up where he left off from last year, I think this offense is going to be a good offense that can actually benefit all the receivers and running backs in that offense. All right, guys, let's take a quick commercial break. I know it's a little early, but we got a long mock draft after the break that I want to make sure that we don't have to stop in the middle for. So commercial break a little bit earlier than normal. And then when we come back, we will kick off our Dynasty Startup Draft. Hold tight, guys.
Fantasy football. It's not just a social interaction anymore. Today's manager plays to win. And the difference between winning and losing is so small, a manager will do whatever it takes to get an edge. Yet the other sites offer the same content at an extremely high cost. It's time to get away from the old and step into the future of fantasy stats. This is StatRoute. StatRoute allows you to find any data set for any player or team in 7 seconds or less, all on a simple, easy-to-use application. Want to see which running back performed best in the snow last season? How about the past 5 seasons? And in the fourth quarter? Or maybe you're unsure of which quarterback to start for the upcoming week. With our StatsIP technology, you can now quickly see how Matt Stafford has performed in the rain, during the second half of the season, in New York, compared with how Russell Wilson has played during primetime games, at home, versus the Rams' new defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips. At StatRoute, it's our mission to deliver state-of-the-art technology guaranteed to keep you ahead of the curve. So, whether you're a casual football fan, a weekly fantasy trash talker, or a DFS hustler, we've got you covered. Welcome to the new standard for stats delivery. We are StatRoute. Take back your lead.
All right, guys, welcome back. I'm here with Ryan and Anthony Servino, and we are going to do a startup dynasty mock draft. We're going to do a pretty standard one quarterback PPR league, nothing crazy, no super flex or anything like that. Just a pretty standard PPR. We'll go 15 rounds, and we're going to do it via the Sleeper app. I'm attempting some new technology tonight, so hopefully it goes smoothly. I'm going to attempt to share my screen so y'all can see the mock draft happen as we go through it. If you're listening to this in audio, I will try to remember to recap each round at the end of each round so you can kind of listen to see how this draft goes. Again, we're doing it via the Sleeper app, guys. If you haven't checked the Sleeper app out, it's definitely the best platform for Dynasty right now. I switched my league over to Sleeper last year, and I haven't looked back. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off here, and we gave the guest here the first spot in the Dynasty draft here. So, Anthony, go ahead and kick off this draft for us.
Okay, with the first pick, you know, I've been going Ezekiel Elliott a lot at my 1.01, but I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley here.
Okay, all right. I like it.
You know, Saquon's expected to assume the same workload, if not more, and the offensive line is going to be better in New York. And as I'm trying the draft, it's not... Oh, here we go. Okay, it's let me.
All right, so Saquon Barkley off the first... and kind of surprising, DeAndre Hopkins goes second. Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, and Devontae Adams. And then we get up to Ryan. You got the 106, Ryan. What are you going to do here with this?
Oh, I'm real torn on this. But I'm taking Zeke. I mean, it's so hard to get a workhorse running back now. He's still young enough. I know he's a ton of carries, but that offense revolves around him. He still has a great line. He's going to get 300, close to 300 carries this year. It's money in the bank. I'm taking Zeke here, and no regrets.
All right, good stuff. Go ahead and hit that button. Hit Zeke on there so we can get this going.
So I'm trying to do it on a computer instead of the phone. It's weird.
That's all good. All right, so immediately after Zeke, Odell Beckham, Michael Thomas, Joe Mixon, looks like Juju and Dalvin Cook are off the board, and I am up next here. And I know Ryan knows who I love in this position. I pretty much take him in every draft that I've drafted last in. And that's going to be Nick Chubb. I know it's a little bit surprising for everybody. You know, they got Kareem Hunt there now, and that offense is going to have a lot of mouths to feed. But I just love Nick Chubb. And I think at this position here, I'm going to go ahead and take Nick Chubb to get my RB1. And then I'm going to follow that up with my receiver that I also love a lot this year. I think Mike Evans, I think I heard a stat that he only had like 6 red zone targets last year, which is a ridiculous stat for a guy that was targeted that much. And I think that kind of goes back up. I think with Jameis Winston in there and that offense, the way it's going to run, I think he's going to get a good amount of targets and still get those red zone targets, and touchdowns will go up. So I'm predicting a big year for Mike Evans. So I'm going to go ahead and get my RB. I'm sorry, my wide receiver one as well with Mike Evans. And it's back to you, Ryan, with the 207. Who are you going with here?
Cool. Right before I went up, I'll zoom through them. Melvin Gordon, Julio, David Johnson, Todd Gurley, and Lev Bell all went. It kind of leaves running back just decimated already, other than James Conner, which I'm not really going that way. So right now, I'm taking Keenan Allen. He's a target monster. I feel like he's not gotten enough love this year because he's done nothing but produce the last few years. And I think he's a nice, safe pick with a little bit of upside.
Yeah, he's still getting that injury-prone sort of moniker, and he's been, you know, pretty healthy over the last few years. You know, in the two injuries he had, I mean, the ACL is ACL, but the injury before that was like a severed spleen or something crazy like that, something that you really can't predict. And I think that he's not as injury-prone as people think he is.
No, he's had all just freak accidents.
Yep, exactly. All right, Anthony, we're back up with you now. You got the turn with the 212 and then the 3-1. Who are you going with here?
At the turn here, I'm going to grab my first receiver, and that's Antonio Brown. I still think he's a pretty good value with a 12th pick in the second round. Antonio Brown, we don't know what we are going to see in Oakland, but I do believe he is going to be a productive wide receiver, and I feel like he could be going a little bit under the radar.
Yeah, I agree with that.
For being Antonio Brown.
Right, exactly. I mean, you get him at 212, and that would never happen any time previous years.
And with the way the running back position, a whole slew of them went off the board. So I'm going to take my first tight end, who was also going to kind of be like a wide receiver for my team. That's going to be George Kittle.
Nice, nice. I like it. Going tight end early here. I like it. All right, Ryan, we are back up to you with the 306. So far, your team is Ezekiel Elliott and Keenan Allen. Which way are you going to swing here? Are you going to go running back, receiver, or do you take the first quarterback here?
Yeah, I'm still not in love with the running backs here. Kerryon's on the board still. I don't trust his volume yet till more news comes out. I know they're going to run a ton, but I don't trust Patricia, which we've talked about, I think, every show. So I'm going with safe pick. I'm taking in Adam Thielen. He's another guy who's going to be a ton of targets. He's not super young, but he's going to get me 3 years of fantastic production.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot.
Because I have Diggs one spot ahead of him, but I love what Thielen brings, and he's been nothing productive for the last 3 years.
All right, and it looks like Patrick Mahomes comes off the board at 308. Sony Michel, Kerryon Johnson goes off the board. Zach Ertz. So now all three tight ends, the top three, are off the board. Kelce, Kittle went to Anthony, and then Ertz went right before my pick here. Typically in dynasty drafts, I go receiver early. I know I went with Chubb in that first round. That's not typically my strategy. I usually go receiver, you know, for a couple times. So I'm looking at getting a top flight receiver here. And I'm looking at a couple guys on the board here. There's guys like Chris Godwin, who I love a lot. There's Mike Williams, who I also like a lot. Like Ryan said, the running backs aren't really great. Cooper Kupp is on the board, too. I'm a little bit nervous with the injury, at least for year one. But as my receiver one, I don't know if I trust that. So I'm going to go ahead and take my boy. It's going to be and I just lost him on the phone here. Hold on 1 second while I find him. There he goes. Mike Williams for the LA Chargers. I think he's got tremendous upside there next to Keenan Allen. We saw last year what he could do. I think this year he takes a step forward. There's no more Tyrell Williams. I think that he is the next big thing there in LA. And then on the turn there, so I'm looking at a couple guys here. I'm looking at, if I go receiver, I got DJ Moore from Carolina. And then there's a couple running backs like Fournette, Marlon Mack. Kupp is still staring at me in the face, trying to get me to draft him. Chris Godwin, of course, is there, but I already own Mike Evans, so I don't want to do that. So I'm going to actually go a little bit off the beaten path here, and I'm going to take another tight end. You know, it's a little bit early for this, but I'm going to go ahead and go with OJ Howard. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I got Mike Evans. I don't want to do that. It's really hard to think and run the podcast at the same time here. I'm going to go ahead and take Cooper Kupp, actually. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, take the risk here. He looked good in OTAs. I think he should be back, you know, by the middle of the season, if not by week one. So we'll go Cooper Kupp. So I got my three receivers that I will go with into the season. All right, Ryan, up to you at 407. What you got?
I'm kind of going to swing for the fences on this one. He missed all of last season, but I absolutely love the player, and I think he's a star in the making. I'm taking Darius Geis here. It might be a little bit of a wait if we see him till we see him fully in action this year, but once he gets the reins, man, he's a workhorse, and he can be a 250 plus carry guy, and I'm all in on that.
Yep, good stuff there. Let me go ahead and recap this fourth round here. I went Cooper Kupp. Immediately after that, Robert Woods went off the board, so two Rams receivers back-to-back. Leonard Fournette went at the 4-3. DJ Moore, Marlon Mack, Derrick Henry, Darius Geis got a little bit of a running back run right there. Calvin Ridley, Philip Lindsay off the board. The second quarterback is off the board with Andrew Luck going. Corey Davis, and then now we're up to you at the 4-12, Anthony. What you got here?
I think it's a no-brainer for me. I think Chris Godwin is going to be entering his breakout year. I know you were going to grab him at the top of this round.
Yeah, I would have. If I didn't have Mike Evans, I probably would have.
And then I need to target a running back. I usually like taking running backs early, but with the way the draft flow went, I'm now grabbing my second running back here with the first pick in the fifth. And I'm going to go Damian Williams. I think he's a great value. I'm a Damian Williams believer. I think he can get the job done. The Chiefs didn't really do much to show me that they don't believe in Damian Williams outside of drafting a couple of later round running backs and Carlos Hyde. I think Damian Williams, that workhorse role in Kansas City is his to lose.
Yep, I like it. I like it a lot. All right, Ryan, you are up. So far, your team is Ezekiel Elliott, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, and Darius Geis. Let me go ahead and give them your team as well, Anthony. So far, you got Barkley, Antonio Brown, George Kittle, Chris Godwin, and Damian Williams. So great, great start there for you. All right, Ryan, you're on the clock. What you got?
So I'm going off the guy who's just been underrated his entire fantasy career, and somehow is going under the radar even more now. That's Jarvis Landry. I think he's still going to get volume, whether OBJ is there or not. And I think it's going to open things up for him to get a little more yards per catch with it. I have him for 86.954 this year, which is enough to give me solid wide receiver two or three production. With two receivers already have in place, I think he's going to be a great flex option for my team.
I love it. I love it, actually. All right, I'm looking at the board here. So right after you took Jarvis with Tariq Cohen, OJ Howard off the board. Two back-to-back quarterbacks with Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, Tyler Lockett, and I am on the clock here at 3:12. I'm going to say this is the first time I've done a live mock like this, and the next time I do it, I think I'm going to have everybody on doing their picks, and I'm not going to be part of it because trying to draft while also trying to take care of the podcast and switching screens is very, very difficult. So I'm at a bit of a disadvantage right now trying to figure out how to draft. So I'm looking at my team right now. I got Nick Chubb. Three receivers. I got Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp. So I probably want to go running back here. There's not a lot that I really love at the running back position right now. There's a couple young guys that could be good with Jacobs and Miles Sanders. There's Tevin Coleman, who's in that crazy backfield of the 49ers. We don't know who's going to be emerging from there. Looking at some of the receivers, the top one right now is N'Keal Harry. Sammy Watkins is still looking at me there. Tyler Boyd. It's a tough call here, and I don't want to go too young. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my first tight end now. I think Evan Engram. We saw what he did last year when Odell Beckham was out of the lineup. He was a top tight end, and now they have no Odell Beckham this year, of course, and I think that he ends up being one of the top five tight ends, you know, for years to come. So I'm going to go ahead and take my tight end here at Evan Engram. And then at the turn, looking at the running backs again, I think I'm going to go ahead and take the risk with a rookie and take Josh Jacobs in Oakland. You know, I think that John Gruden wants to run the football despite having Antonio Brown there. I think that he's going to run, you know, Jacobs like he did Marshawn Lynch, basically into the ground. So I'm going to take Jacobs here and hope that he turns into a workhorse back. Immediately after me goes Aaron Rodgers, then N'Keal Harry, Mark Ingram, Sammy Watkins, Tyler Boyd, and Ryan, you are back up on the clock. What you got?
I'm going to somebody we talked about earlier in the show. We're late enough in the draft. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm going to Tyreek Hill. He gets six games, eight games. We're talking dynasty. He's a game changer. He can be a wide receiver one and win you a league late in playoffs. So can't wait any longer to take somebody like him.
Yep, that's a good call. With that news that we had today, I think that he jumps in a lot of drafts, and I think the value that you get for him in the sixth round, if he does end up playing, I mean, you got him as your receiver four right now. That's a pretty good value. You can't beat that. Immediately after Tyreek Hill, Penny goes, Rashad Penny, Will Fuller, Cortland Sutton, David Njoku. So the tight ends are coming up the board here pretty quickly. Anthony, we're back up to you at the 6-12 and the 7-1 turn. Who are you going with here?
I'm going to go for a running back that I believe in a lot this year. He's a contract year running back. He finished last year as the RB14 in PPR, getting 7.5 carries per game, and that's Kenyon Drake. I think the new regime and the lack of weapons on that offense, they're going to make Kenyon Drake the focal point, which Adam Gase really didn't do.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think Drake has a huge year this year.
And I'm torn here with my second pick on the turn here because I like Miles Sanders a lot. This is Dynasty. I do believe by 2020, Miles Sanders could be a three-down back.
Agreed.
Because I don't see the Eagles re-signing Jordan Howard. I think Jordan Howard has a pretty good year and then gets paid by another team. But I like a little bit more balance, and Christian Kirk is that player staring me in the face. He looked really good last year with Josh Rosen under center before Christian Kirk ultimately got injured. Larry Fitzgerald's not going to be around for a long time, and this whole Cardinals offense is poised to take a step forward with Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. At least we believe it will.
Right, and I think he has the best chance to succeed there. So, yeah, great, great pick there. Immediately after that goes Tevin Coleman, Dante Pettis, Miles Sanders off the board, Chris Carson, and then now we're up to Ryan. Let me recap your team, Ryan. Ezekiel Elliott, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, Darius Geis, Jarvis Landry, and of course the value pick you took last round with Tyreek Hill. Where are you going here at the 7-06?
Man, I was very upset about that Chris Carson pick, the one right before me. I'm kind of keep pounding away at wide receiver. I'm taking Sterling Shepard here. I was a fan of him coming out, and he was just buried behind one of the best receivers of the league in OBJ. Ingram's obviously going to step up. I think Shepard has an opportunity to be their lead guy and get a lot of volume. Worst case scenario, he is a slot as their slot and still get the ball fed to him if they end up getting another receiver at some point.
Yep, I love it. I love it. Immediately after you goes Kareem Hunt, then Royce Freeman. Sorry, Hunter Henry off the board as well. Royce Freeman, Alshon Jeffrey, DK Metcalf, and I am on the board here. And I'm scrolling through looking at what I got left. I've only got two running backs right now. You can never have enough running backs in Dynasty or in Fantasy in general. The top running backs right now on the board are James White, McKinnon, Lamar Miller. No one that I particularly love at the running back position. Receivers are looking like Robbie Anderson. We got A.J. Brown, the rookie. So not a whole lot that I love at the receiver position either. So I'm going to have to go back to the running back position here. And I'm going to take a big risk here. And I'm going to take Darrell Henderson. I think, you know, we've all heard the news with Todd Gurley. You know, maybe he's good for this year. Maybe he's good for next year. But Darrell Henderson eventually, I think, will take that backfield. And I do love me some Darrell Henderson. I liked him coming out. I know Ryan did as well. So I'm going to go ahead and take the risk here as my RB3 and take Darrell Henderson with the turn. And then on the way back, I think it's time to go receiver again, and I'm going to take another rookie. I'm going to go with Paris Campbell with the Colts. I think that in that offense, I think you can pretty much count on all those receivers being great receivers, so I'm going to go ahead and select Paris Campbell for the turn there. And then, Ryan, we're going back to you. Immediately after me is Robbie Anderson, James White. It looks like Jerick McKinnon, A.J. Brown, Carson Wentz, and you're back on the board here. Are you going quarterback here, or is it still too early?
So I was planning on taking a quarterback, but there was only one I wanted specifically, and he went one pick before me again, so I keep getting sniped by the computer. I wanted Wentz. I had him as my redraft QB4 and got some crap for it earlier today, but I believe in him. So kind of screwed my plan up a little bit. Let's see. So I might just – I don't really love any of the rest of our running backs left, and I'm getting barked at, so I apologize for my dogs being a huge jerk.
It wouldn't be a podcast without your dog showing up, that's for sure.
He's probably telling me what a bad pick I'm about to make because I'm going to be a little bit of a homer. I'm taking Hollywood Brown here.
I knew it.
I didn't want to do it, but you know what? He's a big play threat, and – he's going to be Baltimore's top guy, and I think they're going to manufacture ways to get him the ball, whether it's on bubble screen, slants. They're going to give him the ball in space because his run after the catch is unbelievable. He had 698 yards after the catch last year, so he's elite with the ball in his hands, so he can make some big plays even when they're not there.
Good stuff. So immediately after you, Jared Goff is off the board now. Hockenson, the rookie tight end, off the board. Anthony Miller in Chicago off the board, and Cam Newton. Cam Newton, I believe, if I counted correctly, makes the 9th quarterback off the board. Anthony, are you ready to go quarterback here at the turn here, or is it still too early for you?
It might be. I might take the quarterback with my second pick on the turn. I'm still thinking about it, but it looks like I might go wide receiver here, and there's a couple that I like. And I think I'm in between D.D. Westbrook and Kiki Cutie from Houston. I think there will be more opportunity, immediate opportunity for Westbrook. But if Cutie can get on the field, and this is assuming Will Fuller is going to get his yearly injury, then he might be the better way to go. He's also a little bit more versatile than Will Fuller, so we can see a lot of Kiki Cutie, and that's where I'm going to go here with my first pick.
I love Kiki Cutie. He's awesome.
I'm very torn if I should go quarterback here or not.
The good thing is, I think if I'm looking at it correctly, the only ones that don't have a quarterback right now are the three of us. So I think that if we waited, we probably, I can't imagine the computer drafting two quarterbacks.
You know, yeah, I'm going to wait. This might blow up in my face, but I'm going to wait on quarterback, and I'm going to go with Jordan Howard. I think Jordan Howard is flying a little bit under the radar, and people are ready to anoint Miles Sanders as the guy in Philly, like I said earlier. But I think Jordan Howard, especially on short yardage downs and at the goal line, I think he has 8 to 10 touchdown upside, plus whatever else he can give you yardage-wise. This is a player who handled 270 touches in Chicago last year.
Yeah, that's a good call there. Everyone's sleeping on Jordan Howard. I like it.
And he's getting an upgrade in the offensive line.
Yep, good call. All right, Ryan, you are up again. Let me recap your team. Actually, let me recap your team first, Anthony. So you've got now Saquon Barkley, Antonio Brown, George Kittle, Chris Godwin, Damian Williams, Kenyon Drake, Christian Kirk, Kiki Cutie, and, of course, Jordan Howard. So you got a good staple of running backs there and a good staple of receivers as well, and you're tight end for the next 10 years. Doing really well there. And then, Ryan, you got Zeke, Keenan, Thielen, Geis, Landry, Tyreek Hill, Sterling Shepard, and Hollywood Brown. Where are you going here?
Probably I'm going to go back to the running back position. A lot of what's left of running back is a lot of trash, but if you kind of dig through it a little bit, you can find some stars in there. And I'm going on a guy who is a backup running back, but he has a role, so he's going to get points. That's Nyheim Hines. He's going to be put up PPR value. He's in a great offense, so that automatically elevates him. And he's the kind of guy who can catch 50, 60 passes. And kind of the way we've seen James White over the last few years, just a lot younger and more athletic.
Love it, love it. All right, immediately after you, Matt Ryan. So actually, it looks like that team went back-to-back quarterbacks with Wentz in the last round and Matt Ryan. D.D. Westbrook, Kirk Cousins off the board, Marvin Jones off the board, Jameis Winston. So a lot of these computer teams are picking two quarterbacks here, so it's making me a little bit nervous here. Quarterback still on the board. Looks like there's Trubisky as the top-ranked one, Prescott, Jimmy G., and then we're getting into like Lamar Jackson and Sam Darnold. Of course, Drew Brees is down there as well because, you know, he's not a good dynasty quarterback right now at the end of his career. I think I'm still going to wait on quarterback. I'm a little thin at running back, and there's two guys that I'm looking at. I know Ryan's going to smirk over there when I mention one of these guys' name, and that's Ronald Jones for the Bucks. I think that he's getting a little bit of the hype there, and there's just nobody else right now there. I think, you know, Peyton Barber last year got a RB1's workload, and he couldn't even crack the top 10. So I'm going to take Ronald Jones with my pick here. And then I'm going to run it right back and take another running back right behind it and take Devin Singletary for the Bills. I think he's got 142-year-old Frank Gore in front of him. He got Shady McCoy, who's winding down his career. And Yeldon, I think, is on the team as well. And I think that he has a clear path to being a starter there if he can just show out in camp. Maybe by week 8, week 9 of this year, I think he is the starter there. So I'm going with Devin Singletary as my turn pick here.
Dude, you know Frank Gore's heir apparent just declared for college at FAU today, right?
Yeah.
Frank Gore Jr.
Did he really? Wow.
Not in a few years.
Nice. All right, Ryan, you are up off the board now. Trey Burton, Mitch Trubisky, man, these quarterbacks are flying off the board, man. Did I select Superflex by accident? James Washington, Michael Gallup, and Golden Tate off the board. Who are you going with here, Ryan?
So I am I'll be the first of us to do a quarterback. And I'm going with a guy who kind of a little bit safer, but Dak Prescott's been a top 12 quarterback the last 3 years. And nobody ever respects him. And now he has a legit number one receiver. I think Dak could be in for a better year than we've seen. He's had 22 or 23 touchdowns passing every year and 6 rushing touchdowns every year like clockwork.
Love it. Love it. All right. Austin Eckler, Noah Fant, and then Lamar Jackson, Jimmy G off the board. And I know you just you got sniped, apparently, with that Dak Prescott pick, Anthony. So who are you going with here?
Yeah, I waited way too long. And this is kind of the issue when you sometimes wait a little bit long. And there's that run with Dak, Trubisky, Jackson, and Garoppolo off the board. And I do feel a little bit pressed to take a quarterback. And I don't want to wait anymore. And yes, this is dynasty, but Drew Brees, I know I will get at least 1 to 2 more years out of him. And then I could protect myself either later or draft a rookie quarterback next offseason for my future. But
I like
Drew
that strategy.
Brees is going to be the obvious choice here.
I like that strategy. Go ahead and go with the older guy, the proven guy for 1 or 2 years, and you can always find another guy in there.
And then I do want to take a running back because I don't know if he's going to be here and I might be reaching a little bit, but he is my favorite rookie running back that you don't really have to pay up for. And I think he could be a diamond in the rough in Baltimore. And that's Justice Hill.
Nice. I like it. I know Ryan likes that pick too. He's a big Justin Hill.
I love Justice Hill.
All right, Ryan, you were back up on the clock here. You just took your quarterback in the last round. Where are you going here?
I'm doing back-to-back quarterbacks, actually. I think I like to have a nice floor, but I want to add some upside to go with it. So I'm taking Josh Allen. He did it well with his legs last year. He put up ridiculous numbers running the ball, and they put some weapons around him. This late in the game, around 11, if he burns that out, and if he hits, I'm going to be ecstatic. So I'm taking Josh Allen.
All right, good stuff. I like it. And I think I'm going to take a page out of your book, Ryan. I'm actually going to go back-to-back quarterbacks here as well because there is getting some slim pickings here. I mean, the top guy right now, according to Sleeper, is Sam Darnold, and then followed up by Matt Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger, and Phillip Rivers. So I'm going to go with the young guy first and take Sam Darnold and hope he turns into something good. But to protect myself on the back end, I'm going to take Ben Roethlisberger, who gets the, you know, he passes that ball a ton there. I know he doesn't have Antonio Brown anymore, but he's still got Juju. He's got James Conner there, some young receivers. I think the offense is still going to be pretty good, at least for one or two more years. So I'll get Roethlisberger as my steady hand in that offense. Immediately after me, Damien Harris, the rookie off the board. Someone takes Rob Gronkowski here. I guess they're just taking that flyer that he comes back. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, the rookie off the board. Latavius Murray, and then the first defense off the board, the Chicago Bears. And we're back to you, Ryan. What you got?
I got it, Roser, and taking defenses. I didn't look at that. these running backs are gross, but I would need to take some chances there and add some depth. So I'm going to take Dante Foreman. I mean, he's the number two there. I don't like the player, but I'll at least take the chance on upside. I mean, he can't be less athletic than Lamar Miller is.
Good call. Good call. Devin Funchess, who you checked out the site today, we had an article on Devin Funchess about how he's being disrespected and he could be a bounce-back candidate there in the Colts offense. The aforementioned Marquise Valdes-Scantling taken off the board, Vance McDonald, another tight end, high upside guy, Tre'Quan Smith off the board, and we're back to you, Anthony. Let me recap your team really quick. We got Barkley, Antonio Brown, Kittle, Godwin, Damian Williams, Kenyon Drake, Kirk, that's Christian Kirk, Kiki QT, Jordan Howard, Drew Brees is your quarterback, Justice Hill was your last pick. Let's go and see who you got. We're in round 12 and pick 12. What you got?
It's getting tough here, and I know I already have George Kittle, but you can always start two tight ends, and one of the tight ends that could be primed for, he's coming off of a career year, and I think he could have an even better year, and that's Jared Cook. Jared Cook is on a Saints team where if you peel away the layers outside of Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, the Saints aren't really that rich at pass catcher. And all of a sudden, Jared Cook can be the number two target for Drew Brees. That's not a running back.
I love that call. That's a good call.
And I do want a little bit more wide receiver help. And the news about Emmanuel Sanders, he's already running routes, so that could kill Deshaun Hamilton's value a little bit. But I don't see Emmanuel Sanders there past this year anyway. So I think Deshaun Hamilton can have a big year and solidify himself as a future player for this team.
Good stuff. I love it. I love Deshaun Hamilton this year. I think especially in PPR, he's going to be big, I think. All right, off the board after that, Austin Hooper, tight end. Jay Ajayi off the board, even though he has no team right now. Chris Thompson for the Redskins is off the board, and Matthew Stafford off the board. And we are back to Ryan. Ryan, where are you going here? We're in the place now where you're taking flyers. What you got?
Taking a guy who's not going to be a flyer, who's prone to be a top 10 tight end this year, who nobody talks about yet. That's Mark Andrews. Call me a homer, but the numbers back it. He's in the top three to five in almost every efficiency grade on player profiler. Lamar Jackson trusts him. He loves him. He has big playability. I think he leads the team in targets. So I'm all in. I think Mark Andrews is a guy you can get for basically free who can be a future big-time tight end.
All right. Good stuff. All right. So I'm back up on the clock here with the 13th. We're 13th round, 12th pick. Let me recap my team. I got Nick Chubb, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp, Evan Ingram is my tight end, Josh Jacobs, Darrell Henderson, Paris Campbell, Rylan Jones the second, Devin Singletary, Sam Darnold, and Ben Roethlisberger was my last pick. So I'm scrolling through some of these guys here. It looks like the top receiver, at least according to Sleeper right now, is Robert Foster for the Bills. And otherwise, it's not a whole lot that I love there. And the running back position is not any prettier with Carlos Hyde being the top guy there. But there is one guy that we talked about earlier, and I said if he's on the board late in the rounds, I would definitely take him. And that's going to be Geronimo Allison for Green Bay. I think that he is that receiver three there. I don't think MVS is going to take that position. I think Allison is the one. As long as he's healthy, he has that spot there. So we've seen in the past that Rodgers makes that receiver that three receiver set pretty valuable in fantasy. And then on the back side of my pick, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with a guy that everybody's kind of forgotten about. He was injured last year, and then obviously the offense was terrible last year in Jacksonville, and everyone's kind of forgotten about him. But I'm going to go with Marquise Lee and hope that Nick Foles can turn him into something out there in Jacksonville. All right.
I know the real reason you took that pick.
Why is that?
Your boy, the Jinx.
The Jinx, yeah, the Jinx likes him. I don't know if that's a good reason to take him or not, but yeah, the Jinx loves Marquise Lee. All right.
So this late in the draft, I'm trying to take a flyer on a guy who I think could get volume. I hate the thought of it because he's backing up one of my favorite backs in the league. That's Alexander Mattison. I think he has the opportunity to step in a really good offense if there's injuries and could be a workhorse back for them if something happens to Dalvin. And I'm trying to handcuff people who aren't on my team, so
good
that's
stuff.
Why I'm taking him there.
Good stuff there. And Ryan's dog has made an appearance once again on the podcast. You can hear him in the background.
He was trying to eat everything in here, so I threw him out of the room. Now he's trying to B&E on me.
All right. Huge run on defenses in this round here. Basically, every pick in this round, except for Ryan's pick, my pick, and then Emmanuel Sanders, has been a defense. Anthony, we're with you now in the 14th round, second to last round of this Dynasty mock. What you going with here?
I'm also going to take my defense here, and I'm kind of surprised that all these other teams went ahead against Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Especially after they just picked up Josh Allen in the draft.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they would still be there. That's a crazy pick to me as well.
And with my final pick, I think I'm going to protect my Drew Brees investment and take a flyer on Dwayne Haskins, who could be something in Washington.
Yeah, that's a good call. I love that call. He's getting a lot of hype. I live actually in Washington, D.C., and he's been getting a lot of hype out here. So I think he can definitely be a good player if they can just protect him. All right, last round here. We got Carlos Hyde off the board, Yeldon off the board, LeSean McCoy, Rob Kelly off the board. And Ryan, you are up now with your last pick. What are you going with here?
I mean, got to take defense. And the number one defense in the NFL from last season still on the board. That's the Baltimore Ravens. I know they lost some players. They added a big playmaker in that secondary, Earl Thomas. They're going to get turnovers. They're going to get the quarterback. Back-to-back top defense in the league.
Nice. I like it. I like it. All right. And I am up with the last pick. And this is quote unquote the Mr. Irrelevant play. I'm also going to take my defense here. And I'm going to go way off kilter here. And I'm going to go straight homer and take the team that I think is going to have the best pass rush in the NFL this year. And that's the San Francisco 49ers with the last pick for my defense. And just hope that they turn into something good this year. All right, so let me recap all of our teams here. So Anthony's team, drafting from the 101, got Saquon Barkley, Antonio Brown, George Kittle, Chris Godwin, Damian Williams, Kenyon Drake, Christian Kirk, Kiki QT, Jordan Howard, Drew Brees as his quarterback, Justice Hill, Jared Cook at the backup tight end, Deshaun Hamilton, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he closes it out with Dwayne Haskins at quarterback. Pretty solid team there. Ryan, you got Ezekiel Elliott in the first round. You followed up with Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen. Then you got Darius Geis as your RB2. Then you went receiver, 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 straight back to back. You got Landry, Tyreek Hill, Sterling Shepard, and Marquise Brown. Took your RB3 in the ninth with Nyheim Hines. And you got back to back quarterbacks with Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Dante Foreman, Mark Andrews, Alexander Mattison, and the Ravens defense. And my team, which honestly I'm not completely happy with. You don't know how hard it is trying to monitor all these screens and draft at the same time. But I got Nick Chubb, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp, Evan Ingram, Josh Jacobs, Darrell Henderson for the Rams, Paris Campbell. I went back-to-back rookies there. Ronald Jones, Devin Singletary, Sam Darnold, Ben Roethlisberger, Geronimo Allison, Marquise Lee as my flyer in the second to last round, and then my 49ers as my defense in the last pick. Thoughts on your team, Anthony? We'll go to you first. Like, what do you think? How does this draft go for you, you think?
I don't mind the team. It's actually, with the way the draft flow went, it forced me to take a different strategy because I do like taking bell cow running backs, whether it's dynasty or redraft. That's just what I feel comfortable with. I obviously Scott or Lamar Jackson at quarterback because of that run. So despite a few curveballs, I actually like this team a lot.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah,
I think I wish I had the Kiki Cutie pick back.
You do. What do you think you would have gone with there, looking at the draft board? Who do you think you would have taken if you could have that pick back?
Pull that back up. I probably would have went with either an Anthony Miller in that spot. Yeah. Or did he go before? Westbrook. Westbrook was the guy.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that would be a good pick.
I would have went Westbrook.
Yep, good pick there. That would have been nice. I think Kiki QT is a good player. I think that if that Will Fuller injury does happen, I think his value, of course, skyrockets. But it's a matter of whether or not that actually happens or not in that offense, because there's a lot of mouths to feed. But I do like the overall team there, so great stuff. Ryan, recap your team. What do you think?
I'm nervous about the running back position. I'm a huge Geis fan, but I don't know if I trust him as my RB2. And I didn't draft the solid enough number 3 in Hines, so I'm a little worried there. I love my receivers. I'd probably flip them because this early in the year drafting, roster construction really doesn't matter. But I think just running back bothers me. I'm always a fan of going heavy running back, and I've been kind of switching this offseason, but it still scares me not having it.
Yep, agreed. See, for me, and I've done this in my regular Dynasty League too, I did the same thing. I actually went in my regular Dynasty League, I went 6 receivers in the first 6 rounds, if you can believe that. I got 2 old guys late in the rounds and then eventually flipped them for picks later on and ended up getting CMC and Nick Chubb in my leagues. But in this one, I did go Nick Chubb first, so I got my running back solidified there. Receivers, I'm a little nervous on. I mean, Mike Evans is solid. Mike Williams and Cooper Kupp. You know, Kupp's injury makes me nervous a little bit. Mike Williams, you know, what's he going to be there next to Keenan Allen? And then I got 2 rookies as my other running backs here with Josh Jacobs and Darrell Henderson. That makes me nervous as well. And I followed up with Ronald Jones and Devin Singletary. So I'm in the same boat as you, Ryan. I'm a little nervous about my running backs. I like my receivers pretty well. Again, I think drafting, trying to control the podcast at the same time was probably a mistake. I couldn't do everything. I'm trying to, like, answer questions, and I'm trying to switch camera screens and then try to figure out who I'm going to draft next, too. So very difficult. So it was kind of like pick the best available for me. So I don't love my team. I think I would have done things a little bit differently had we done it over again. But overall, I think it's a solid team for that last pick in the Dynasty draft. All right. We are coming up on the end of the show here. We're just about at an hour. So I'm going to give you, Anthony, real quick. Tell us where we can follow you on Twitter, where we can find your show, what days of the week it comes on, that kind of stuff.
You can follow me personally on Twitter at The Real NFL Guru. You can follow the show on all the social media platforms at The FF Face Off. Of course, we're on YouTube and Twitch as well in video format. And we usually release shows or go live 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Nice, nice. Good stuff. Ryan, remind us where we can find you on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Sirfoss at FantasyFBConnect. I just put an article out about why Lamar Jackson could finish his QB1. It is tagged on my profile. I've also dropped my top 20s this week for the positions. Take a look. Yell at me. Tell me why I'm wrong. Raiders fans, especially you, I love you guys the most because you guys are insane.
Yeah, you got killed by some Raiders fan this week. I think 2 different ones. One on Twitter, I believe, and one on Facebook just went. I mean, they went hard on you. They didn't even like argue. It just went straight for the jugular on you.
Dude, a Jets fan today, too.
Nice.
He's mad at me because I didn't have Robbie Anderson as a top 20 receiver.
Who does that? Like, who would have him as a top 20? I don't understand how they would even project that.
I had him at 31. I didn't think that was that bad. But, agreed. You know.
It is what it
is. Be a fan of your team, man. I get it.
All right, guys. Again, I'm Jeff Lambert. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. We are going to kill, I don't know if you noticed or not, but we are killing the Talk Loud Radio part of our show. We're going to be strictly going for 2.com. That moniker was picked up when we were a podcast network of multiple shows. Unfortunately, those shows have since died off. So now it's just the Armchair Fantasy Show. So we're going to kill Talk Loud Radio, so you won't hear that much anymore. We're going straight goingfor2.com. So you can, again, follow us on Twitter at going_for_2. With that, guys, that's a wrap. And be talking to you.
Oh, peace.